This podcast replay is brought to you by Craig Zinn's Acura Pembroke Pines. Visit the number one volume Acura dealership in the Southeast United States 12 years in a row at 15601 Pines Boulevard in Pembroke Pines.
Alrighty, good morning, boys and girls. Not a great morning, obviously, because the Heat did not perform well last night. It was ugly. Boston played up to their potential, actually. That's what happened last night. They played up to their potential, and the Heat did not, you know. I mean, that's all you can say. Let me see. This way? Which way should I go? This way or that way? That way? This way? Should I go this way? No, the other way. Okay. Well, you're going to have to move the camera because then I'm really at the end of the table anyways. You still have to make a road trip anyway somewhere, so it doesn't really matter. You can make it a twofer for you. Anyway, we're at Craig Zinn's Acura Pembroke Pines. Oh man, we'll let's see. We're adjusting. I think you went too much there, and you went too much the other way, and now you went perfect. All right, there we go. It's a beautiful thing. All right. Now we're centered here at the beautiful dealership that is Craig Zinn's Acura of Pembroke Pines. Come on out here, baby. Buy, lease a vehicle. Man, the lot is overflowing. Yeah, we have no flow in town, but we're overflowing. Flow got kicked out of town, but we're overflowing with cars here. So new, certified, pre-owned. So come on out and tell them that Big O sent you. Trust me, they will take care of you, man. Good people out here at Craig Zinn's Acura Pembroke Pines. I should note, I've purchased or leased a couple cars over the years here from the Zinn family. What else do we have? Mickey says, Heat in six. I'd love to have your confidence. You know, I had no panic after game one, after the first loss, in the fourth game, but now panic has set in for me. Yeah, because it's funny. After the game, Jimmy was talking about how this is not characteristic of us. Well, actually, it is. I mean, if we're going to be honest, right? What did you see more inconsistency this season or consistency? Yeah, exactly. I get it. For the last couple of weeks, you've given us magical basketball. But for months, it's kind of what you've been, what we saw last night. And really, again, the Celtics are the better team. They have not played well. Yesterday, they woke up. Well, they've woken up the last two games, and Miami has not been able to match it. And by the way, they had Gabe Vincent in the last game, just so you'll know, and they lost. So for those of you that think, oh, well, they were missing Gabe Vincent last night, even if he plays Saturday, he's not going to be himself. You know, it's Kyle Lowry. I mean, that's another dud that showed up for a couple of weeks and then, you know, hasn't shown up the last couple of games. Here's the real problem right now in the Heat Nation. And it happens all the time here. Reality. That's all. Reality. You don't let reality set in. And fans don't do that because you're fanatical on average out there. You're not sensible. You're not logical. You're fanatical. And while this run has been magical, here's the part you keep losing when you're in the run. The other way around. Nobody predicted they would be here. So what does that tell you? Deep down inside, you know they're not really that good. You know that. Why don't you admit it to yourself? That's really what it's all about. This has been a big mountain of overachieving. That's all. Go look at my tweet from last night. This has been an adorable, overachieving story for 4 years with the Miami Heat, because you have the best coach in the NBA, and he gets the max out of guys, and he does things with them that nobody else does. They're one win away from going to the NBA Finals again in 4 years with a team that nobody ever expected to be in the NBA Finals once, much less twice. Nobody expected them to be in the Eastern Conference Finals, not just once, but three times now in the last 4 years. So the fact is, nobody looks at them as a contender. Not even Heat fans. Until they're like at the end, wow, we're here. Holy shit. And that's the real problem with Heat fans right now. You know what reality is in the back of your mind, but now you're acting like you're insulted that they didn't play well, or that the Celtics were better, or that, you know, they were inconsistent, when deep down inside, come on, man. We know who they are. What you saw last night from Bam Adebayo, that's who he is. That's who he's been the entire time. Can he have good nights? Sure he can. When the offense is flowing and everything's flowing, he feeds off of that. But he isn't the offense. What you saw from Lowry last night is the same shit you've seen most of the year. The aberration was that he played well. I mean, come on, man. Jimmy Butler didn't have a good night. Well, you know, I saw this guy on Twitter. I didn't even bother to respond to the idiot. Well, Jimmy Butler played like trash. Well, yeah, he didn't play well. I'm not here to pick on Butler, bro. The only reason you exist, the only reason you matter, is Jimmy Butler. That man's killed himself for you to just matter in this league. This is the problem with one star, that if the one star doesn't show up, you know, and I just can't put the entire weight of the world on the guy every single night. And this is what's going to happen when you do that to one guy, unless he's a superhero like Michael or something like that. And that's not Jimmy either.
Mm-hmm. No, I didn't want to interrupt what you're saying. Also, Boston has made changes to where,
yeah,
as soon as Butler goes to drive in now, there's three guys on him.
Right.
And then they're not letting him get in to kick it back out to where.
Right.
So they're disrupting the offensive flow, which is what's hurting, I think, some of the other players too, as far as like, because there's no rhythm. They can't get a rhythm.
But wait a minute. Hold on, Sean. Hold on, bro. But I'm told Bam's a star.
You've discussed this.
No, but I'm told Bam. But I'm told Bam's a star.
There was four times last night I counted where Bam could have took the drive and slammed it. Instead, he got to the foul line, stopped, and looked for the pass.
Right.
There was four times. Again, I get it. Probably wouldn't have made much of a difference. But then you're instilling in some.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like.
Yeah. Stop selling me this bullshit. It's just like, that's what I'm trying to tell you. Oh, but he does all the little things. Dude. All the little things. You know, suck my ass, bro, with all that bullshit. I mean, it's just, you know. We're just so naive, you know. Hate to weave it in, but I'll weave it in because I don't give a shit. But you know, you have the Democrats and Republicans on the whole the debt ceiling thing going on, right? They're $60 billion apart now. That's it. $60 billion is nothing. They're about to, and after all that hype, what did I tell you guys?
Not in the made up money world.
You're right. What did I tell you guys? It's all hype. And you want to take one side or the other, you can go ahead. It's just a whole load of shit that they fill you up with, and they sell you all this desperation, because neither side can afford to do this. The world will go upside down if they do this. They know it. But stupid people out there, like some of you out there, believe either the Dems or the reps on the desperation. Now they're $60 billion apart, which is nothing. They'll be coming to a decision soon. You know why? Neither side wants the responsibility of this happening. But they fed you all the bullshit for the last couple of weeks. Oh, with the debt ceiling. Oh, it's going to be a disaster. Same thing here. The Heat sell you that bullshit. The writers sell you that bullshit. Well, no, Bam is special. No, he's a franchise player. He does all the little things. Come on, bro. I don't want my star doing the little things. My franchise players need to do the big things, like Tkachuk. Okay? That's a franchise player. All right? I'm not there. Tkachuk will do some of the little things, but he's going to do the big things. Okay? Because that's what they pay him to do. When they pay you franchise money, you need to be franchise. And there's nothing about Bam Adebayo that says franchise player. Zero. Understand that. Super role player. Nobody could have nailed a more perfect name for Bam. Because he's not a role player. He's a super role player. I give him credit. Star, get the hell out of here with that crap. Go sell it to stupid people that want to buy that stuff. Okay? Go sell it to the naive. And that's what we can do here in this world. There's a lot of naivete that goes on out there. And too many suckers out there. Okay? Yeah, I'm looking at you. And you buy the crap that they sell you at all levels. Doesn't matter what it is. Yes.
And I don't know, maybe I'm paraphrasing what you're saying wrong, but like, for me, what I find funny is like all these fans now are like, you know, the ones that are jumping off the Heat, but did you expect the Heat to be in the Eastern Conference Finals?
Yeah.
I mean, 2 weeks ago, we were talking about like what we said on another show where start looking to trade everybody and
What did I say in the postgame show yesterday? If I told you 4 years ago when you signed Jimmy Butler and you're only going to have one star, no matter whatever search they had for another, I tell you, as Jimmy Butler starts, you're going to go to 3 Eastern Conference Finals and 2 NBA Finals. Because if they win one more, it'll be the second in 4 years. You would have told me, oh, you're a freaking moron. You're an idiot. You know nothing about basketball. That's what I told you yesterday in the postgame. Go listen to it. Because people don't want a dose of reality. Okay? The Heat have done a Eric Spoelstra and Jimmy Butler have done a phenomenal job with what they've been handed for 4 years. That's the reality. The reality is it's been 4 awesome years, considering you only have one star on the team. Okay? That's it. That's the reality. This is a great year for the Heat. Now, I think it's what I keep saying. The real problem has been that Riley and the front office have failed Eric Spoelstra and Jimmy Butler in getting another star. And whether they listen to Jimmy Butler, that's their problem for allowing Kyle Lowry to be brought here. But in the end, like I tweeted out yesterday, you get rid of the Kyle Lowry salary, you get rid of the Duncan Robinson salary, and you get rid of the Tyler Hero salary, and that's like $60, $70 million. If that salary turned into a star, and you had your star along with Jimmy Butler and Caleb Martin as your third, and then Bam can be on the team with the rest of the role players doing his thing, setting picks for the three guys, assisting for the three guys, defending for the three guys, but he ain't ever going to carry you offensively because that's not who he is. So if you can't do it offensively in this league, you can't be a star. This isn't the 90s where points are a premium and you're scoring 80 to 90 points. I'm sorry, the NBA has changed. You got to score 120 in this league now. You got to be, in order to be a star in this league, you've got to be offensively potent, offensively impactful. You must be able to impose your offensive will on people. That's the only reason why Jimmy Butler can get the star status, because he can impose his offensive will at times. Butler never does that. I'm sorry, Bam never does that. If it happens, it happens a couple of times in a year. That's not a star. So if you're really honest with yourself, it's been four incredible years by Spo and Butler. With what they're working with, I don't know what more you can ask from them. I really don't. I got no complaints about Jimmy Butler. I got no complaints about Eric Spoelstra. I have complaints that the team is poorly built. That's what it is. And having said all that, you've had incredible success. But if you're about titles, you failed. You failed because you didn't follow your own blueprint. You used to go and get Alonzo Mourning. You used to go get Tim Hardaway. You used to get Wade and Shaq and LeBron and Bosch and now Butler. You used to go get stars. You only found one. You never created another. Tyler ain't a star, never will be a star, not even durable enough to be consistent and dependable. Okay? Bam Adebayo is a super role player. Fantastic, multifaceted player, not a star. A role player. A super role player, but a role player. The Heat has failed to find another star. So that's the real problem here. What they've done on the court, they've overachieved in 4 years. Be honest with yourselves. That's really the end story right there. If you really want to look at it the way it's supposed to be looked at. We cannot complain one bit about Eric Spoelstra and Jimmy Butler. We have to complain, if you want to complain, that Pat Riley cannot find another star, and that has ruined the 4 years of Jimmy Butler. Because if you would have found another star, Caleb is turning into like a number three. He really is. Really impressed with Caleb Martin. That's the guy that has the potential. Not a two, maybe a three. And Bam should be the lead dog of all the role players. That's a perfect world. He's overpaid and all that, but it is what it is. What can I tell you? So be honest with yourselves about what you're really watching. I don't know if we can ask for any more than what's there. Guerra 27, thank you for the love and the super chat, sir. I'm worried that if the Heat don't win this series, it will diminish what the Heat have done over the past few years. Nah. Maybe, you know what, Guerra? You know what, dude? You're 1,000% right. You're going to have people that are you ready? They're unrealistic, and they're going to think like that because they're fanatical. But if you're sensible, brother, what more can you ask from a team with only one star? They don't win NBA titles in the end. I'm sorry, not even Michael. Before Michael ended up getting people around him, and he was playing with Orlando Woolridge, and he was playing with Rory Sparrow and stuff like that. You know, you guys don't remember that stuff, but I do. I'm old enough. He wasn't winning shit, dude. He would get to the playoffs and get spanked and get sent home because he needed help. Even Jordan needed help. Even Jordan wasn't getting to the Eastern Conference Finals by himself. Now, Jimmy does have a better team than those Rory Sparrow, Orlando Woolridge teams around him. But my point is everybody needs it. That's why I'm telling you, what they've done is Eric Spoelstra. I keep telling you this all year long. That guy is at another level. I can't ask any more from that guy. I can't ask any more for Jimmy Butler. What I can't ask for Jimmy Butler is shut the hell up, dude. I don't want you in personnel ever involved again. You ruined your 4 years by bringing your guy Lowry here. That's what I would tell Jimmy Butler. I love what you've done. Get the hell out of personnel, dude. Okay? That's really been the real problem here. You're throwing money away in Tyler Hero. You paid Bam way too much money. I get it. You had no choice at that point. And you made a terrible contract with Lowry. And that's the reason why they run into this wall here. Because in the end, you're going to get to a point where you're facing now a team with multiple stars. and you just don't have enough. And Denver's going to trounce Miami when they get there, if you're honest with yourselves. Now, it would be nice to get there, and it's just an incredible accomplishment. I don't care if they can't even win a game against Denver. If they win one game, it's phenomenal. Whatever. But if you're honest with yourselves, they have overachieved for 4 years. No coach would have had this much success with the same group of guys. Not Popovich, no one. Listen to me. Not Steve Kerr, no one in the NBA at all gets the three conference championships and possibly two title appearances. Only Eric Spoelstra does that. That's how good that guy is, if you're honest with yourselves on what's really going on here. So if you're a real Heat fan, you should feel really appreciative of what you've watched for 4 years, because it's been some serious ass overachieving. Cap for Life, thank you for the love on Super Chat. Remember, you can make a donation through Cash App or Venmo at Cash Big O Show, and you know we love our Bitcoin donations there on Cash App or Venmo. Cap for Life says, ball distribution is an issue. All the turnovers we have equal the amount of points we lost by. Lowry, step up, please. Simple. And Bam had four turnovers yesterday, five. Yeah, well, that's because their defense. Boston started to play, man. That's what it is. And if they start playing, you know, Barkley says a lot of stupid things on air. Once in a while, he'll get some things right, because he's kind of like the Jim Cramer, like I told you. Like, you listen to Jim Cramer on MSNBC, and when you're an idiot, you'll be broke very soon. And Barkley's kind of saying that's probably why he's lost a lot of money in gambling. But he nailed it last night, and he's right. If Boston's playing at their best and Miami's playing at their best, Boston's going to win every time, pretty much. And that's what happened last night. Boston's playing now, man. They're in a groove. They got confidence. And Miami gave them life with the win in game four. And now in game five, they came out with super confidence and they crushed the Heat. Now, remember, it's what I told you last night in the postgame show. When you're up 3-0, it looks insurmountable that you got to win four in a row. But once you've won one or two, and now they have, and now it's 3-2, that insurmountable feeling is absolutely gone now. Now you're going, hey, guys, we're better than them. We can go to Miami. We've won there before. Let's beat them tight and bring it back to the Garden. And it's a completely different vibe for the team. It's a different scenario that the Heat have put themselves in because they gave them life. Miami had a win last night. I really feel. Now they have no choice now. It's a win or you're done, because they're not winning game seven. I have zero faith that they can lose this game on Saturday and then go win game seven in Boston. Zero faith in that. I've been wrong 100 times over. I could be wrong again. But in this case, I don't feel confident about the Heat. They better win tomorrow. They better win tomorrow. Devin Jordan, thank you for the love and the super chat, my man. Big O, even if the Heat make it to the finals, I'm still trading Lowry Hero for Dame. I'd keep Gabe, Caleb, and Strus. Oh, yeah, hell yeah. Brother, I'd trade Hero, Duncan, and Lowry. I'd get rid of all those salaries. You don't need those guys. You don't need any of them, dude. Duncan's play well, but you can replace Duncan. But he's actually built up some value now. Now you need to move him. Remember what I told you about X a couple years ago and the 10 interceptions? Move him now. You know that you want to take advantage when stock is high. Sell. And Duncan's stock cannot be any higher. Sell the hell out of that stock if you can get a first rounder. So, yeah, I'm with you. But you got to get yourself a star. The people that talk, oh, trade Bam. No, dude, No. Bam's not the problem. Bam can be part of your solution. The problem with some of you, you have to reprogram yourself. Bam cannot be your lead dog. That's not who he is. He's a support dog, not a lead dog. That's all. He'll never have this offensively to be a dog. Never. Never, ever, ever, ever. He's just not wired that way. And I'll say it over and over and over and over and over again until some of you stop believing the PR machine that comes out of the heat. And then, unfortunately, our writers get suckered into it. Same bullshit happened, by the way, with our writers and the heat when they signed Whiteside, when they signed Johnson & Johnson and Waiters. Okay? They told the writers over and over again, these are very interchangeable contracts. And they all wrote the same bullshit. And I crushed every one of those theories. And I was 1,000% right on it. They were not interchangeable contracts. They were terrible contracts. And they only became worthy of being traded, like any contract in the history of the NBA, at the last year when they become expiring contracts. That's when they start. They were stupid and terrible contracts by the Miami Heat. And I love Riley to death, but those were terrible contracts. And they sold the same bullshit, and a lot of you repeated it. Because you don't think for yourselves, unfortunately. In this world, we're very lazy, and we just say, oh, okay, that's what they say. Okay, we'll just go with it. And you never sit back and say, you know, is that true? Let me look around here. Bam, really a star? No. Don't sell me that. Contracts interchangeable? Don't sell me that, please. Please don't sell me that. So, that's our problem. We'll see, Devin. Let's hope that they make some moves, man. And thank you all out there for the super chats, as always. Appreciate it. Let's see. Well, another human resource director. Boy, these people. Have you seen these people that are stealing these Publix cards? You saw that shit? Like, there's like, they just got another one. Like, what are you doing? Those were for people in need. And brother, what's $1,000? Is that really going to make your life? You're going to ruin your career to steal $1,000? Jesus Christ, dude. If I'm going to steal, I'm going to steal millions. Right? That way at least I retire or I got busted for millions. Okay. One of the two. $1,000 in cards to go get some food at Publix. That's just going to put your whole career in. Like, these people are stupid, man. They really are, dude. It really is amazing to me, the level of stupidity out there. Steve Chapman. Thank you, sir, for the love on Venmo. Remember Cash Big O Show. That is Cash Big O Show on Cash App or Venmo. As a Celtics fan, ordinarily the misery of an opposing fan base would be music to my ears, but you're all my brothers in Dolphin Nation, so it's bittersweet, and I'm not getting ahead of myself. I don't count the Heat out yet, but they better win tomorrow. You're 1,000% right, bro. You know, but Steve, I look at it differently, bro. Like, your team is supposed to be here. Your team is supposed to challenge for a title. You guys have the talent to be that. Miami doesn't. Miami has overachieved for 4 years. And that's because they have the better coach than practically everybody else. That's why. To me, our fan base focuses on the wrong things. They don't appreciate the fact that they have overachieved badly for 4 years and have been it's been an awesome ride with very little real talent, okay? They have failed miserably in several contracts, right? And yet, they kind of look at this like there's some kind of level of entitlement when you really don't belong here. So be grateful that you're here. Be grateful that you're in a 3-2 position still over the Celtics. That's the way I look at it, because the Celtics are way better. As I've told you, not you, Steve, but everybody out there, when they were up 2-0, I told you if Spo was coaching the Celtics, they would be up 2-0. And put it this way, okay, we've played 5 games. The Heat would be eliminated if Spo was the Celtics coach. They would have gotten swept. Maybe lose one game. Maybe lose a game. Spo's coaching the Celtics? Please, dude. they're running roughshod through the league. Okay? That's the brutal honesty. And that's where a Heat fan doesn't have the balls to sit back and say, you know, this sucks, dude, but in all honesty, it's been a hell of a ride. Wow, man. I can't believe they've accomplished this much in 4 years with one star. I know some of you suckers out there think they have two stars, but, you know, I can't help you if you believe what they, if you believe everything they tell you. If Bam is missing the missing piece for a trade to happen, I'm trading him in a heartbeat. Yeah, but too extreme. I think it's hard to argue with that point. I get what you're saying. If you can get the star, yeah, it depends on what that piece is. Yeah, yeah, but it's hard to argue with too extreme on that one. He's right. When you're right, you're right. But in a perfect world, they got a lot of dead money, bro. Tyler Hero's a nice little player, but he's fragile as hell. Never can play a whole season. Not available to you in the postseason. I've seen enough from Tyler. He's not a star. And you're paying him to be kind of almost a star. And Bam is not a star, but I love his game as a support player. You know, the Kyle Lowry thing has just been a cancer. It's just terrible, dude. It's terrible. Let's see. I saw the story, Big O, about the two commissioners stealing the Publix cards and said the same thing. I mean, yeah, bro. It's like, you know what? You need to be Dinozo there in CSI and just whack them over the head. Like, bro, what are you thinking, you dumbass? Now go to jail, you loser. Like, and you're stealing from people of need, bro. I mean, that's disgusting, dude.
Dinozo's the one that got hit. Gibbs is the one.
Right,
that
right.
Hit.
That's, you need a Dinozo. Oh, okay. You need a Dinozo. Wow.
Let me make sure.
Yeah, yeah. No, I got you, Gibbs. Yeah, 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 yeah. You're good. You're right. But yeah, I mean, you know, it's just ridiculous. All right, we got him right. Let's switch over to a little football. Let's unleash the Wolf Pack.
We unleash the Wolf Pack. As we get the latest in the NFL and the Miami Dolphins with our KSDT CPA Pro Football Report with NFL Network insider Cameron Wolf. KSDT is one of South Florida's largest and one of the country's fastest growing accounting firms. KSDT CPA is a full service firm that also excels in crypto. Visit them at KSDTCPA.com or call 305-670-3370. Here's NFL insider Cameron Wolf.
All right, all right, all right. You know, Cam.
Oh, what's up with you, man?
Oh, man, just loving life. And, you know, looking at the current Heat team and what's going on, I kind of feel in a way our Dolphin fans kind of felt the same thing. And two different scenarios when we're talking about the franchises overall and all that. I'm not talking about any of that. But I'm talking about what's going on currently right now with the Celtics and what happened with the Dolphins towards the end of the season. And what happens sometimes, Cam, is that fans are short for fanatical. They're unreasonable. They're not logical. So they bring this crazy-ass emotion to the table, right? And so last year we have Heat Dolphin fans that are kind of pissed about how, you know, they lost and all of that. But in the end, if you look at it, with all the injuries, for them to still get into the playoffs, for them to still take the Bills to the brink, that really a mental gaffe by the coach may have what maybe that's what cost you to advance. Because if you get that fourth and one in, I'm feeling pretty good about maybe a score there and you might win the game the way they were playing because, you know, Mo was on their side. And so in the end, if you're bitter about the Dolphins, I think you've got a fanatical point of view, whereas I think you should feel great about the Dolphins because if they were healthy, they would have had a much better season. And hell, they played the Bills like they had never played them over the last couple of years in those three games. So I think anybody that overreacts there gets a little fanatical. Let's swing over to what happened last night. If I tell you, Cam, they just traded for Jimmy Butler. They signed Jimmy Butler, whatever the hell. Hey, Cam, for the next 4 years, I know you're a Sixers fan, but you're a Heat fan for the moment. And yeah. I lean over to you and say, bro, you just got Jimmy Butler. Guess what? For the next 4 years, you're going to make it to the Eastern Conference Finals 3 out of 4 times, and yeah. you may make it to the NBA Finals 2 out of 4 years just by acquiring Jimmy Butler. And mm-hmm. and you're going to go, no other star? Bro, you're an idiot. Shut the hell up, bro. Get out of my face. And yeah. so you can get fanatical. You can get pissed off about how the Celtics are playing right now. But it's like what Barkley said last night. If the Celtics are playing at their best and the Heat are playing at their best, the Celtics are supposed to win every time pretty much. Let's be honest. And yeah. so while it sucks what happened last night, big picture, brother, Spoelstra and Jimmy Butler have overachieved for 4 years. You have enjoyed one hell of a ride that no one ever thought we would be on for 4 years. Yay or nay?
Yay. Yay. I mean, you're talking to a guy whose team,
oh, yeah.
That's Sixers, right. underachieves rather than overachieves.
That's
so
right.
I would certainly take the opposite. I mean, we got to call it what it is.
That's a great point, by the way.
I think that
great the, perspective.
The Heat do a great job of maximizing their roster, their talent. And I had this conversation with a buddy of mine who's a huge Heat fan. His name's John. He's a huge Heat fan out here. And he essentially mentioned to me after they lost game 4 that he was okay if the season did not, you know, he didn't want to speak it into existence, but if it did not go the way the Heat wanted it to go, for whatever reason, they had a collapse.
Right.
He said it would not like be this life altering thing that people were portraying it to be because of what you just said. They were not supposed to be here.
Right.
They feel like they overachieved. And I don't know if I could feel that way as a fan, because once you get there,
right.
I feel like you gotta, like, you're still going to be hurt.
It's right there.
But he has the perspective, given they've been winners for a long period of time, that, look, I give them some slack if, for whatever reason, the better team, quote unquote, on talent, got on this amazing run and ran 4 straight against them, more than I would the Dolphins or another team who hasn't earned that.
Exactly.
That's right. So I thought that was an interesting perspective. I'm curious your thoughts. I'm curious the audience thoughts, because I didn't feel that way. I'm telling you, I would still be just as hurt, but I understand the perspective.
Yeah, I said that last night in the postgame show. That's exactly how I feel, that these 4 years have been phenomenal. No matter how this ends, it'll suck if they lose here the next 2 games. Or if they advance, I know deep down inside, they're going to get their asses kicked by Denver, bro. Unless there's like a Jokic injury or, you know, or Jamal Murray just like finds a crack pipe and just chooses to never, you know. No, I'm serious. I don't know how the Heat beat Denver, to be quite honest, my man. I don't know.
Same way they beat Milwaukee.
Nah, Giannis got injured. Giannis got injured and opened the door. Giannis got injured and opened the door for them. That was different.
What's been Boston's excuse for the first?
No. Well, Boston is just, that's a young coach. That team's kind of an underachiever at times. They're kind of erratic. Like I said before, if Spo is coaching the Celtics, the Heat are already eliminated, bro. That's all.
That's probably fair.
Yeah, bro. Of course it is.
Yeah.
Of course it is, bro. He beats other people with less.
Right.
I mean, bro, 5 years ago with those scrubs, he went 31-10 and beat the Warriors in their run, in their heyday. He beat them twice.
Right.
He beat them with Deion Waiters and James Johnson and Whiteside. He beat the Warriors twice in the second half of the season, dude.
Yeah.
Okay? I mean, that's just stupid. This guy's a great coach, man. He's just...
Spo's a great coach. Spo is an absolutely great coach.
God, he is a great coach.
I think last episode, I do wonder what the value is of an NBA coach if we overvalue that sometimes.
No way.
We see a lot of these coaches getting fired just because their team didn't advance. To me, it's still a player's league, the NBA maybe more than any other league. But I will say there is a difference with the elite coaches, and I think Spo is one of the elite coaches.
Hell yeah.
I think Spo, I think Greg Popovich... Probably those two to me are at the top. And then everybody else, you know, they're somewhere between really good to bad, but it doesn't. To me, the difference between a really good and an average coach isn't a playoff series for the most part. Like, to me, I'll just say from the Sixers perspective, because I'm a Sixers fan, they got rid of Doc Rivers. I don't know that the difference between Doc Rivers and another non-Spo or non-Popovich coach helps them go to the NBA Finals this year with the roster as constructed.
Right.
You know, I don't think there's that difference. Where some fans may think, oh, we fired a coach, we run it back, and we're good. That's not just the way I think, but maybe I'm wrong.
No, yeah. Or you're just hoping the fresh voice is something that reaches, you know, people and that kind of stuff. Who knows? All right. By the way, it looks like Jalen Phillips took all your workout tips to heart. That was...
Oh, Jalen Phillips doesn't need my workout tips.
Nice.
He already events the workout. Like, I mean, I'm kind of listening to his tips. So,
I don't know, bro. That's what I heard. He said, I wanted to look like Cam Wolf. And and he looks like a wolf. Like a wolf man that's going to be coming around around the corner now in the NFL.
Hey, I appreciate it. I do not look like Jalen Phillips. I may have a little bit of the chest size because I have a nice size chest and shoulders. But when you start going to the abs, I don't have that six pack. No, I promise you that. I drink too much. I eat too much.
Shit, that looked like a 12 pack.
Steaks.
That looked like a 12 pack right there.
Yeah. I've given up my dreams of a 6, 8, 10, 12 pack. For pretty much the rest of my life.
Ah, see, you got to be like me and Sean. We work on kegs. We have no. There's no six pack here. We're keg guys. Okay, yeah. Right?
Yeah. Cam, I'm in the best shape of my life. Round.
Hey, that's it.
Hey, that's it. That's all you need.
That's all you need.
Maybe one day I'll get to a four pack. That's probably the peak of my existence. But now I've got a kid. I live out. I probably will just accept whatever my abs do from here on out.
All right, so what impressed Cam Wolf the most this week, outside, of course, of Jalen Phillips taking your workout tips and getting in incredible shape?
Yeah, we only saw one day of practice. We'll see another one next week. But from the day we saw, I try not to make too much of OTAs.
Of course.
I think the defensive front did have a good start, you know. A couple offensive linemen are missing in Teron Armstead and Connor Williams, but those dudes, you know, wreaked havoc. I think Christian Wilkins is going to have an even better year than last year. I know you guys had conversations with Omar about this, but I think he's absolutely worthy of a contract extension, and I think that he's going to get $20+ million a year.
You're not going to get an argument out of me how valuable Christian Wilkins is to this team, or Zach Sealer, by the way. Yeah. Right. Because I think Zach Sealer might be the guy that Fangio loves most by the end of the year than Raekwon Davis. Because, you know, I talked about this. I did a little piece on Raekwon where, you know, Raekwon's creating a real problem. Because, and you've been in the league long enough to have watched this scenario. The guy that's underachieved in his first contract and then stars in his final season and then... Yeah. The coaches in the front office have to sit there and go, did this guy just play for a contract or did he really turn the corner? And then you don't know what the hell to do at that point. And I think that's going to be a really difficult decision for this team if Raekwon somehow comes up with the season that we've all kind of been waiting for, because we know that he's got the ability and he has flashed. That's the thing that Raekwon's done. He's flashed. But he hasn't really starred. He hasn't really dominated. He hasn't really shown you a consistency of being a disruptor. And so that's kind of one of those things that you kind of scratch your head and say, do we pay him? So it's going to be a really interesting thing. What happens with Raekwon Davis and how he plays? See, because Zach Sealer does it every year. Since he got here, he's always been productive and he's always making plays. It's not something we can say about Raekwon Davis.
Yeah, Zach Sealer, one of the more underrated players in this league, not even on the Dolphins. Like,
amen.
In this league.
Amen.
And so those two guys, I think, you know, you can't say enough about the impact Christian Wilkins and Zach Sealer have on their defense, even if it doesn't show up on the stat sheet. And this is the thing that I had to learn when I started to cover football. That's maybe different from a fan perspective. A lot of times we get obsessed with the numbers.
Right.
And say, okay, well, Christian Wilkins doesn't have 10+ sacks, so why should you pay him this much money? Zach Sealer doesn't show up in these stat sheets, so he's not that valuable.
Right.
No, there are players who have 2 sacks on the season who are more valuable than players who have 9 sacks on the season based on how teams game plan against them, the impact they make. And so I think those two guys are a huge part of their defense. They're why their run defense was good last year, even though they didn't have great linebacker play overall. And it's also a big part of why I think this defense can be a top 10 unit with Vic Fangio going forward. So defensive front is one thing. I told you last episode, Devon Achane definitely is flash. Mm-hmm. And I like the fact that his veteran teammates are already raving about him, saying, hey, he's a guy to watch, which tells me he's earned their respect even when we aren't watching. You know, it's not just when he's making his flashes. It's what he's doing in the film room and what they see, how he's chewing up the offense. So he could certainly have an impact on this this offense sooner than later. You know, it's funny because I always talk about things from a national perspective. I don't know that any of these Miami running backs are going to be the guy you want to draft on your fantasy team, because it's going to be a 2-3-headed back.
Yeah, carousel. Yeah, yeah.
But it's going to be better for Miami.
Oh, yeah.
Because they have a variety of weapons. They have 3 different guys who may not be the biggest guys, but with 3 of them, you have less worry about, oh, what if one gets nicked and has to miss a game or so.
Yeah, no, I'm with you there. I like the and we're done with the bell cow thing. That's just the Derrick Henry thing. He's one of the last of the freaks. They don't want that anymore in the league, because also it creates salary issues too, because then you're going to have to pay them so much money, and because it's such a contact position, it's a position that it's rare to stay even healthy in. You know what I mean? So there's a lot of politics that goes with that position now, and it's kind of changed the way it's being viewed and being used, in other words. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So, yeah, I don't know if we ever will have a – maybe I won't say ever, because the NFL goes in cycles, but I think our current cycle, I don't think we'll have another rusher who rushes for 2,000 yards. Like we saw Derrick Henry do. I just don't think that that's going to be a feasible stat line, given how the game has moved, one, towards a passing offense, and two, towards a 2-3 back set for most of these teams, and how they devalued the position, where having a guy who's getting paid $15, $18, $20 million is abnormal. You know, Christian McCaffrey, I believe, is the highest paid running back, but he's also an elite receiver. He's had seasons where he's had 1,000 yards receiving, and as well with 1,000 yards rushing. And so I think you need to be that style of back for you to get drafted high, for you to get paid in this new NFL.
Cap for Life is, and thank you for the super chat, Cap for Life. He says, Cam, is it true? I didn't know anything about this. I don't even know if this is true either. Says, is it true that we've been pronouncing Jaylen Waddle's last name wrong, that it's pronounced Waddell? His sisters say Waddle is his stage name. Can you confirm or deny? Is there any truth to that?
This is a great question, Cat for Life, and I actually have the answer for you.
Okay.
Because I asked Jaylen Waddle this last year when we were doing our NFL Network feature that I did with Waddle and Rocco, the patient who had cancer, leukemia, who Waddle has befriended. And Waddle, because I actually saw a clip, a video documentary clip where his sisters were explaining the same. Jaylen's last name is Waddell. It's not Waddle, it's Waddell. But Jaylen says he goes by Waddle. He says that is his original name, but he says he goes by Waddle. Everybody calls him Waddle. And so I asked him, do you want me to call you Waddell? And he's like, no, call me Jaylen Waddle. That's, you know, so it is true. His original last name is pronounced Waddell, but he prefers Waddle. I don't know if he prefers it because everybody calls him that.
It just makes it easy.
Easy.
Can I explain something to you?
Yeah.
Okay. My name is Alzugary, right? Everybody says Alzugary. It's really not Alzugary. It's Alzugary.
Mm.
Because there's an A in there. Okay, mm-hmm. It's Alzugary. But I Americanized it, because since I was a kid, everybody was butchering it. Right. So then I just told everybody Al as in Al, Zoo as in animals, and Gary as in Gary, Indiana. And everybody, oh, wow, oh, Al Zugarry. Oh, okay, great. Yeah, no problem. So I kind of Americanized my last name, and I just made it easier for people to say Al Zugarry than Al Zugarry. And it's like, you know, and it's just a pain in the ass. So I don't give a shit either. Just like Waddle. He doesn't give a shit because if you look at his name, it's pronounced Waddle. That's, I mean, that's not, that's what it looks like to
us. Like, it looks like Waddle.
Waddle. Right? It looks to us like Waddle. But I see it. It's Sertan, Sertain. You know, we were calling him Sertan. And then, no, it's Sertain. Oh, okay, okay. Like 6 years in, 7 years into his career, he tells us.
And some guys just don't care or don't want the confrontation to even correct someone.
Exactly.
And so that's why I wanted to ask Waddle, because I guarantee you, if he would have told me, no, call me Waddell, you would have heard me on TV all of a sudden calling this dude, because I care what people want to be called. But the fact that he told me, no, I want to be called Waddle, I'm like, okay. But it did add context to me that, hey, that is the original pronunciation of his name.
I can relate to it. It's just something like, it's not important to me. Now, there are some people that are really touchy about it and all that. And, you know, I remember we used to, what was it, 90210. Andrea was one of the girls that was on the, and she, no, it's Andrea, you know, it's just one of those things, like, you know, give me a break, whatever, bro, you know. And to me, like, I don't give a shit. It's just, you know what, it's easier for everybody. Al Zugarry, go ahead, bro, rock it out, bro. Al Zugarry, Al Zugarry, go ahead, I don't give a shit. Or, and now they just call me Big O instead, so, you know, make it even easier. So I can relate to Waddle's thing. It's just, you get tired of correcting people. You just do it. You know what I mean?
So absolutely. And I don't necessarily have that issue, but sometimes I get the wolfy because people want to pronounce the E if they're trying to say it. And I'm like, no, just the animal. Forget the E. It's just the straight animal. So I don't get it as much as you. And I don't have the, you know, the pronunciation issue that Waddle has. But I do understand where, you know, people will see it and they'll try to sound it out. Same thing with Tua's last name. People butcher his name.
Tagovailoa,
yeah, they try to say it how it looks. Sometimes it doesn't, you know, it's not how it looks. Just ask me and you'll get it.
Right.
So.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. It's just, and the part about all that is we don't know who's the person that just doesn't give a shit like me and Waddle, or the person that's really touchy and they kind of, you know.
Absolutely.
You got to respect that.
You got to practice it. Like, I've practiced dude's name, like Salvin Ahmed, right?
Right.
That's one where it looks like Ahmed.
Right.
But you ask him, he tells you the pronunciation. I know I've had to tell people on our air who've talked about the backfield and they're like, Salvin Ahmed. I'm like, Ahmed, you know. Right. I don't want to be the guy to always like correct you, but it's important for you to get guys' names right.
Yeah, man.
You
know that? Yeah.
You never know. This is somebody's parents watching this and they want their last name said correctly. So,
any concerns so far from the first couple of days?
Nah, it's May. It's May. I'm not worried about anything. I mean, other than the issues that I already was worried about before I saw the team, which would be the offensive line, some of the inside linebacker depth. And then obviously if Tua doesn't get hurt, what that means, if Tua doesn't stay healthy, what that means for the team.
Were you also unimpressed with Mike White's arm like Omar and Poop are unimpressed?
Yeah, there's a significant difference watching Tua versus Mike White and Skylar Thompson. So, no, I wasn't impressed with either of the backup quarterbacks. Mike White didn't do anything to move the needle. But it's also May, and it's one practice, so I don't want to overreact.
Right. Okay. All right. What do you got going on in the NFL Network this week? End.
Nothing much, man. I am. I just did TV last night, and so today is Friday. I'm going to enjoy the holiday weekend. It just started to rain, which is a bummer because I'm supposed to go out and golf in like an hour and a half. So that's about it, man. Enjoy the holiday weekend, and next week back out here for OTAs.
Go to Top. Hey, go later on when it calms down. Go to Top Golf and have some fun, bro. You know,
yeah, I like Top Golf, but I'm usually a regular golf. Like I like to be out in the course.
And I got you.
My hope is this is just a South Florida rain where it rains for 10, 15 minutes pretty hard, and then we're good to go because we're going to go.
Guys like you and Jalen Phillips want to get workouts in, so you go down the course. We get it.
That's an easy way for me to lose a pound or two and get an extra pack. So I go from one pack to two pack.
Do you do 50 push-ups in between each hole and all kinds of sit-ups? Is that what you and Jalen Phillips do all the time? That's why you guys look like the way you look?
No. Whatever Jalen's doing, I am not doing. So I need to work on it because he looks different than I do. Elite, like I said, maybe we have similar. I don't even know if it's similar. Maybe we both have good shoulders and chest. But when it starts coming down to the abs and all the other body parts,
you put him to shame. You put him to shame. I got you. Well, Mr. Keg, you got something for him?
Yeah, Cam, you're never going to look like us if you keep doing this golfing, man.
Yeah, that's right.
If you're out there walking, buddy.
Yeah, what's wrong with you?
Top Golf, know, right? You're going to order onion rings, together. Chicken wings, beer, and you play.
So I'm a balance. I do all of those things you say, and then I do the activities, which is why I stay in the middle. I don't fully lose it, but I never become Jalen Phillips.
See, you got to be like Sean and me. Through. One hand with a wing, the other hand with the club.
Go big or go home.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So that's the real workout. Follow him on Twitter at Cameron Wolf. Cam, have a great weekend, my man. We'll catch up next week.
All right, you too.
Thank you. There you go. Cameron Wolf, the Wolf Pack has been unleashed.
This has been the KSDT CPA Pro Football Report with NFL insider Cameron Wolf. KSDT is recognized by Forbes as one of the top tax accounting firms for 2022. KSDT CPA is a full-service firm that also excels in crypto. Visit them at KSDTCPA.com or call 305-670-3370.
Online. All righty. We are here at Craig Zinn's Acura of Pembroke Pines, baby. Yes, sir. All right, Jordan Ferber right now. I just saw him over at the service center. And if you own an Acura or lease one, great people out here, man. Mike Chan, Jordan Ferber, they do an awesome job. You see the QR code right there on the screen. If you have not filed your taxes, or Biden and the boys, they hired a whole bunch of IRS agents. You know why? There's a whole bunch of people that haven't filed their taxes in the last few years, and they're going after you in a big time way. So if you're one of those folks that hasn't filed your taxes the last year, 2 years, 3 years, whatever, call my friends at KSDT. They'll set you up. If you just maybe missed the deadline, they'll get you an extension. Please call them. Use the QR code. Reach out to them. Just put your phone up to the screen. Use the QR code. Put it on the photo, not on video, photo. And then you'll get the link. And you can go or call them at 305-670-3370. You know, I don't want you guys to get in any kind of trouble, man. Got to file your taxes, business, personal. They can take care of you at KSDT CPAs. All right. Oh, man. All right, we are going to be joined by Manny Navarro shortly here to start off hour number two. Let me see what we got here. Big O, address my comment. He calls me Mickey instead of Mikey, or Mickey and Mikey. Mikey, LOL. But it's all good. Happens all the time. Okay. Okay. So it's Mikey. So I got to call. So I've been calling him Mickey, and it's Mikey.
And Karen, too. Karen put in there that we've been saying his name wrong.
Oh, wait a minute. People call me Karen all the time. It's just, okay. So what's it? So what is it then?
Maybe it's Karun.
Karun? Okay. So what is it?
Because I said it wrong, too, when he comes on the show.
Yeah.
Scriptural Digest, I say it wrong.
Yeah.
Cat for Life says K-Ron, but...
K-Ron. Okay. All right. There you go. I didn't realize Eminem was a Miami Heat fan until I realized it was Tyler Herro. I will agree with Jeff Van Gundy on something. Tyler Herro dresses like shit, dude. Seriously. He just looks foolish on the sidelines. He does not look cool. If he thinks he looks cool... I'm not sure if he thinks he looks cool, but he definitely does not look cool. I'm not a fashionista. I'm a jeans and a concert shirt guy. That's what I wear. What I have now, the tubes, right? I think, yeah, you know? So what can I tell you? But, you know, For a guy that has money, he does not use his money well for his wardrobe. That's all I got to say. I will agree with that. It's like, you know, he could learn a lot from some of those other guys that really know how to actually dress. Anyway, he's ready to go. All right, let's get ready. Hour number two starts right now. Manny Navarro kicks it off.